Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
We've seen the videos. Tell me about what happened from the story from your clients.
Well, I can tell you that what is displayed on the videos that have been in wide circulation and have gone viral do not tell the entire story of the case. The videos do not show what is behind the camera. The videos have been edited, and the videos show a narrow field of view. And there are additional facts that are important to the case to tell the whole story. So, for example, before Mrs. Westenberg drew her firearm, there were a number of people that were approaching her vehicle behind the mother with the videotape, with the camera phone. And all of those people combined with the mother who threatened to beat their white asses created a sense of fear in Mrs. Westenberg. She feared for herself. She also feared for her husband, who is disabled. They were parked in a handicapped parking spot. And when they were blocked from leaving the scene twice, Mrs. Westenberg was blocked from entering her vehicle by the teenager. And Mr. Westenberg had to go around and make room for her, open the door, and place her in the vehicle and close the door. And Mrs. Westenberg rolled down her window, engaged in conversation, apologetic with the daughter and her mother. But nonetheless, mom and daughter weren't interested in letting them leave. And when Mr. Westenberg returned to his vehicle, got in the driver's seat, stuck in reverse to back away from the scene and leave, the mother got behind the vehicle, and this particular vehicle has automatic braking. If it senses anything behind the bumper, the car lurched, or the minivan lurched to a stop, and then the mother started banging on the outside of the vehicle, not once, to alert anybody that she was behind there, but repeatedly, and there's five separate handprints on the back of that vehicle. She was beating on the vehicle, and then the people were approaching. And it's when Mr. Westenberg got out of the vehicle to see if he had hit anything or anybody, because the vehicle stopped so quickly, thought maybe he had hit another vehicle. And his wife left the vehicle because Mr. Westenberg was departing the vehicle into a group of individuals. And she feared for his safety. She feared for her own safety, which is quite clear from the video. If you watch the video, you can see Mrs. Westenberg is scared to death. And after she drew her weapon, she was backing up. And she was informing in no uncertain terms the people that had the camera phones to stop and back up, back away. But they continued to approach her, even as Mrs. Westenberg is backing up. You can see the camera moving towards her. And it wasn't, I think, until the daughter told her mom to finally to stop, but she did stop. Mr. Westenberg got back in the vehicle. Mrs. Westenberg was back in the vehicle, and they left.
So you said that there was a group of people. How many people?
Well, we won't know until we have additional video, but we estimate that there were at least five and possibly as many as eight people that were approaching the vehicle. And Mrs. Westenberg was scared to death. And I think it would be reasonable under the circumstances, when you take a look at all the media hype about people getting shot at in vehicles, rioting and protesting, bricks coming through windows, cars being lit on fire, people being pulled out of their vehicles. There's a culture of fear that's being instilled by a lot of media hype.
Did the Westenbergs indicate that any of the people in the group had a weapon?
I'm not going to discuss my conversations with my client. I'm happy to tell you that the additional facts that I think would help people to understand what happened and what was in the mind of Mrs. Westenberg.
So we don't know if anybody in that group had a weapon.
Again, I can't discuss exactly what my client has discussed with me. But I can tell you that my clients were fearful for their lives. They were fearful for each other's lives and that they were going to be attacked. They used non-deadly force to repel a threat. And I have to say this, as far as the mom and the daughter go, they have also, I'm sure, been bombarded with media accounts that paints everything that a white person does as racist. And at some point, anger boils over. It's quite clear that the mom and the daughter were angry, and they were not willing to let it go, and they wanted a confrontation. And that's disconcerting, but I think the media hype plays a role in the people's state of mind.
So
it's unfortunate that we're at this state.
So in the brief videos that have been circling that we've watched here anyway, it looks like at the end of the confrontation that your clients were able to pull away quite easily. Why didn't they just do that in the first place?
Because mom was blocking the vehicle. The vehicle wouldn't back up when there's an obstruction there. They couldn't leave. They were boxed in. The vehicle couldn't go in reverse. They're not going to run over anybody intentionally. Mom was back there. Why was she back there? They arrived at the Chipotle to pick up food. The daughter wasn't over there. Why was mom back there? Why was she banging on the car?
So how are
questions we're going to have to ask.
So how are your clients doing now?
They're devastated. Of course they're devastated. It was a terrifying experience, and it's compounded by the fact that they've been charged with a crime, each of them, unjustly. And we'll prove that in a court of law.
And is there any reason why maybe did they call the police before the gun was pulled? Should they have stayed in their car and called the police?
It's easy to armchair quarterback the actions of others. But when you're presented with a situation that lasts less than a minute and is terrifying, and you're reacting as best you can under the circumstances, I'm not a firearms instructor. I'm not going to second guess the client's actions and say what they could have done. Let's say they did nothing. Let's say they were in the vehicle. What would have happened? I don't know what would have happened. I imagine you don't know what would have happened. And that's part of the problem. What did happen is everybody went home at the end of the day, and nobody was injured. I don't know if it would have turned out that way had the Westenbergs stayed in their vehicle. I don't think the interaction by mom and daughter and the other people that were present at the time, was satisfied with the verbal exchange that was had. And racism wasn't an issue in this interaction. At least it wasn't on behalf of the Westenbergs. You don't hear any racial epithets coming from the Westenbergs. You hear nothing except an apology if they'd been, if the mom and daughter had been exposed to racism. But the racism issue was raised by the mom and the daughter, and the threats of violence came from the mom. And those were verbalized before the Westenbergs were even allowed to be permitted to enter their vehicle, and before they were permitted to leave.
So we heard from the prosecutor that it was a felonious assault charge for both of your clients, but we only see Mrs. Westenberg brandishing the weapon. Did you know why her husband was also charged with that?
No, and we won't know until we're able to get to court and have a bit of discovery, and we'll have the prosecution try to explain why they decided to charge Mr. Westenberg. We can surmise why they charged Mrs. Westenberg, but those charges are improper under the circumstances as well.
All right. Is there anything else that you would like the public to know about this that maybe isn't out there yet?
No. We would like to have people know that this really isn't an issue of racism. And if we're getting to a point where if someone bumps into someone else and purely by virtue of their color, they're going to be called racist, then that's a pretty sad commentary on the state of affairs today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.